Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nagtatrabaho bilang tagapamahala ng road test at kasalukuyang tagasuri para sa Australia's Best Car Program si Tim Nicholson sa Royal Automotive Club of Victoria dito sa Australia. Aniya, kung ang plano ay bibili ng used car, pinaka-importanteng isaalang-alang sa lahat bago bumili ay kung ligtas pa bang gamitin ang sasakyan.
The most important thing is, for us, we would say safety. The cheaper the vehicle is, you know, the higher chance that it's not going to be as reliable, it's not going to be safe. So, look, safety is just the number one priority. And we always say, buy the safest car that you can afford. That's what we'd always recommend as the number one thing when buying a used car.
Para lubusang makita ang kondisyon ng sasakyan, i-check ang Vehicle Identification Number o VIN. Dito nakasaad kung naaksidente na ang sasakyan o kaya regular bang ginagawa ang service maintenance nito.
Vehicle Identification Number can be found in a little square at the bottom of the windscreen, and that can be used to find out actually a vehicle's history. So you can buy reports or get reports online that tell you whether the vehicle has been in an accident before. It also is handy if you're buying a vehicle that might come in for a safety recall. They use your vehicle identification number to identify that.
Nagsisilbi kasing vehicle fingerprint ang VIN. Dito mo din malaman ang truck recalls, registrations, warranty claims, at insurance coverage. Nagmamay-ari na ng pangatlong second-hand car si Logan Somers. Aniya, madaling malaman kung nakaw ang bahagi o ang sasakyan mismo sa pamamagitan ng VIN. Kung ang VIN ng sasakyan ay hindi tugma sa vehicle registration document, siguradong nakaw ang sasakyan o parte nito.
I contacted a seller who listed limited information on the car, so I came over to check it out. When looking at the VIN number from the logbook and the engine, it was different numbers. I had to walk away. Obviously, because you don't want to be involved in that. If it's stolen, then the car can be taken from you. Even though if it was a really good deal, it's probably something that's not worthwhile.
Samantala, payo Nicholson, kung bibili ka naman mula sa isang kakilala o private owner ng second-hand car, madali mong malaman kung may utang pa ba sa banko o sa financing institution ang sasakyan sa pamamagitan ng VIN number.
You can also find out whether the vehicle's got any money owing it. If you're buying a second-hand vehicle privately, there's a possibility that the current owner hasn't fully paid it off yet. That number is useful for that as well.
Dagdag ni Nicholson, kung hindi ka pamilyar o eksperto sa paghahanap ng maayos na sasakyan, mabilis lang malaman kung karapat-dapat bang gastusan ng ipon mo ang isang sasakyan. Huwag bilhin ang sobrang kupas na ang hitsura ng pintura sa lahat ng bahagi ng sasakyan. Maraming dents o yupi at kung kinakalawang na. Inspeksyonin din ang ilalim na bahagi ng sasakyan. Di na maganda kung may bakas ng tagas ng oil, coolant o tubig ang makina dahil malaking trabaho ito at kadalasan kahit gastusan mo pa, di na babalik sa normal ang takbo nito.
Also look for uneven tire wear, like if the tires are bald, that could indicate like a poor service history of the vehicle. And you can even look at if there's mismatched paint on the vehicle, that can indicate that the vehicle's been in a crash in the past. As well as, you know, if you can see that there's kind of poorly fitting panels on the vehicle, that would also indicate that it's been in a crash.
Maging maalam din, sabi ni Somers, huwag mag-inspeksyon ng sasakyan kung tag-ulan o kaya sa madilim na lugar dahil lalabas na makintab at pwedeng maitago ang mga body defects nito. Dagdag pa ni Somers, pinaka-importanteng paraan para malaman kung may tagas ang makina, suriing mabuti ang level ng engine oil bago at pagkatapos ng drive test.
Have a look at the oil dipstick prior starting up the car. And then after you go for your test drive, I would recommend checking the oil level afterwards. If this has changed dramatically, there may be loose oil around. Review it, make sure that's not a leak because that can cost a bit more to get it replaced and fixed.
Isa ring paraan para malaman kung may problema ang makina ng sasakyan ay sa pamamagitan ng pagpapaandar nito habang malamig ang makina. At kung may lalabas na puting usok sa exhaust, mag-isip-isip ka na. dahil ayon kay Nicholson,
if it's a smoky exhaust, that could be a bit of a concern. If there's kind of blue smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe, or if it's particularly smoky, or even if it's particularly smelly, then that could indicate that there's issues with the engine or the exhaust or something else under the skin that you can't see.
May dagdag payo naman si Ken Grattan, isang technical editor sa carsales.com. Hinay-hinay kung bibili ng second-hand car mula sa private owner. Kahit pa mas mababa ang presyo nito kumpara sa mga benta mula sa licensed motor vehicle dealers. Dahil ang private owners ng sasakyan ay hindi obligadong ibunyag ang tunay na kondisyon nito kahit pa may alam na problema.
So you want to watch out for certain cars that maybe are cheap to buy, but there's a reason for that, and that is because they have a poor record in service, or else they were sold originally by a company that's maybe no longer operating in Australia. So there are a number of reasons why some of these cars look like they're great value propositions to buy, but you should probably steer clear of them as well.
Pinapaunawa din ni Grattan, kung bibili ka sa mga kilala at mapagkatiwala ang car dealer, mababawasan ang alalahanin ng mga bumibili.
Most dealers will supply a car with a used car warranty, but also if there is a problem, even if it's outside the warranty, your case may be covered by Australian consumer law. So if something catastrophic happened, the whole engine explodes or what have you, then taking it back to the dealer, and you would have a very strong case under Australian consumer law.
Paalala din ito, di sakop ng Australian consumer law kung bibili ng second-hand car sa mga pribadong individual. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bisitahin ang Transport Authority and Consumer Affairs websites. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Josepa Kosanovic na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.